Last May, President Obama announced a series of hiring reforms for the federal government, the elimination of KSAs, you know those forms, a new process for hiring recent graduates, and shortening hire times were just a few of the issues he addressed. Well, how are agencies handling those reforms a year later? John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, joins us with some answers. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so how are the reforms actually taking root in federal agencies?
Well, more successfully than I think many people realize, Tom, the president's memo a year ago, so we had an anniversary of that memo last week, was actually fairly unprecedented. You know, I don't recall a time previously when the president of the United States got involved in issuing memos to agency heads on hiring reform. But he did, and the good news was, is that people listened. So there were a number of things. Now, this is a work in progress, let me hasten to add. So we're not there yet, but I think it's important to recognize the process. So here's, and the progress being made. Here's a couple indicators. Part of the memo was we're going to improve the time to hire. And we've gone from 160 days to fill a job from the time a manager says, I need somebody. We're down to 105 days, and the goal is to get down to at least 80 days. Those KSA, the skills, knowledges, and ability essays, really are going away. It's now become not cool to have these, to require applicants to give you their life history in writing, but instead we're seeing actually quite a few agencies doing what was asked of them, which is allowing applicants to start the process with a resume. 90% of job announcements now are 3 to 5 pages, as opposed to the short novels that you had to read before, in some cases 35 pages worth of description, and a lot of applicants, especially the good ones, didn't get all the way through. You mentioned the student hiring. Part of the president's memo was directing the Office of Personnel Management to look at this thing called the Federal Career Intern Program. They ended up abolishing it, in part because of this appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board from a veteran, and there's a new executive order in place to set up hiring programs targeted to recent college grads or current college students. OPM's in the process of writing regulations to implement that executive order, and managers, indeed, I think, are more involved. So a lot of good news. As I said, it's a work in progress. The ultimate goal is not just to improve the process, of course, is to bring in people who are really some of the best in the country at doing the jobs for which they're being hired. And I tell you, it's really a good thing, Tom, that we're making progress on hiring reform, because the goal of hiring those folks is not going to become any easier, particularly in the environment that we're in right now.
We're speaking with John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. You got a lot of P's in that title, John.
We do.
Coupled with your name, I don't think I'll ever get used to it. But what I wanted to know was, do you think that these reforms are taking root deeply, so that even after John Berry is gone and there's a new administration someday down the line, that will be part of the culture of hiring in the federal government?
I think that is exactly the case, Tom. It's, you know, we're frying this egg and we're not going to get it back into the eggshell. I think it has become a mindset now that we cannot expect applicants to just jump through hoops because we say so, because we're not going to attract the kinds of folks that we want. We'll still get warm bodies, but I think it's really become a realization that now we have to do business differently. We've got to be more nimble in our hiring process. Part of the president's memo was we have to involve managers, and I think managers are getting more involved, and it's not just the HR folks. And I'm an old HR guy, but good hiring, I've long understood, is a management responsibility with HR there to help. So yeah, I think it's becoming embedded in the culture, and I say that's a very good thing, because we've got lots of challenges ahead, we're going to need a world-class workforce to meet those challenges. And to get that workforce, we're going to have a good hiring system, and we're making progress.
And as far as you can tell, have the KSAs actually gone away for most hiring managers?
For most, yes. Now, it's a little tricky because it's the initial process of applying. You should be able to do a resume, and that's becoming widely accepted. Now, you can still, you know, ask in the second round if you've identified folks you want to consider further, you can ask them to give you more information. And I think we have to be careful that this doesn't become just a, we'll move KSAs to the second step. Ask for the information you absolutely have to have to make a good decision, but, you know, keep a focus on, don't overburden the applicants unnecessarily. And I think that's, you know, that's a work in progress still there, but it's starting to seep in and starting to become part of the way government does business, and that's a good thing.
John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. John, as always, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.